Michigan borders three states, Indiana, Wisconsin, and Ohio, and that Ohio border has been the most controversial by far. In 1835, the two sides nearly went to war for control over the Toledo Strip. And one century later, Michigan and Wisconsin went to the Supreme Court to settle a border dispute in the Upper Peninsula. But the Michigan-Indiana border is different.
I called it the quiet border because nothing ever comes up.
That's Jack Owens, a semi-retired surveyor who's been advocating for a modern retracing of the border for 20 years now. He says because of those past controversies, Michigan's Ohio and Wisconsin borders were resurveyed in the early 20th century and staked with durable markers of concrete or stone. In contrast, the Indiana border has not. It was last surveyed in 1827. The team placed wooden posts every mile to mark the border, recording the locations using two reference trees and any notable topographic features like lakes or streams. But those posts have long since rotted away, leaving the state border unclear.
Everybody's got an idea where it is. It's just, you know, if you had to know exactly, you know, we can't tell you.
Owens first learned of the issue in 2002 and got a group of surveyors together to try and solve the problem. Berrien County surveyor John Comer was part of that group. He says one of the reasons a modern border survey is needed is because back in 1827, surveyors could not be as accurate as they are today, due to their equipment and the terrain. To illustrate that, he pulls out a record of an 1885 survey done to determine property lines on some land near Lake Michigan. While not along the state border, County Surveyor Albert Drew still went through quite a lot, battling 25-foot-deep sand drifts and rough terrain thickly filled with trees.
And therefore, I depended entirely upon the needle for my course, which would have been his staff compass. What he should have been doing is perpetuating, kind of leapfrogging that line along, but he couldn't see back from one to the other to push it forward.
In the notes, Drew also offered some advice for future surveyors.
And then he says, if it ever becomes necessary to resurvey this section, let me advise the man who undertakes it to get his life insured.
Comer says the group originally hoped they could resurvey the state line themselves. But since most of the original markers are gone, it can only be done through the Supreme Court or the respective state legislatures. So, they began lobbying. And their efforts paid off. Indiana approved legislation to create a state boundary commission in 2009, and Michigan followed suit in 2011. But Comer says funding for the surveys never got off the ground due to the recession, and the commissions eventually dissolved. Now, there's a renewed push. Last month, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer reestablished her state's border commission. Indiana did the same thing 3 years ago. Like last time, the commissions are made up of the county surveyors from each state's five border counties. They're tasked with hiring a company to conduct a modern survey of the border. Using a mix of technology like GPS, along with the 1827 notes, the survey will look for the locations of the original markers and set permanent mileposts to give an exact picture of where the border is. Once that's complete, both commissions will review the results and send the findings to their respective state legislatures to approve the new boundary. But when it's all said and done, any potential differences will not be massive. In places where the border is off, it's likely only by a few feet or a few inches, most likely not entire houses and definitely not whole towns. And since the area is mostly rural farmland and it's generally known where the border is already, why even bother doing this?
If it isn't your property line, you know, it's kind of like the attitude is, so what? When it's your line, and especially if there's a problem, then it's very important. I mean, when I was doing a lot of private practice, people would come in and fight over inches.
So, even if it's just a few inches, Comer says people should care about a properly surveyed state border, as a matter of state sovereignty.
It's important because it's our line, it's Michigan's line.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jacob Lazaro.